Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Sunday, the 8th of March. There are warnings of gales in Rorqual, Bailey and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midday, new low expected Fitzroy 1017 by midday tomorrow. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours, Viking, North of Sarah. Southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north, occasional rain, fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, then very poor later. South of Sarah. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasional rain, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. South or southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, German Bight. Variable mainly southeast at first 2 to 4, occasional rain, fog banks. Moderate to very poor. Humber, Thames, Dover. Variable 2 to 4, occasional rain, fog banks. Moderate to very poor. White, Portland. Variable 2 to 4, rain or showers, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Plymouth, variable becoming southwest later 2 to 4, rain or showers, fog patches. Moderate, occasionally very poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later in far south, showers, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fitzroy, Seoul. Cyclonic 3 to 5 in east, elsewhere southwesterly, veering northwesterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in Fitzroy. Rain or showers, thundery in Fitzroy. Good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 in southwest Fitzroy, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Shannon, northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rorqual, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic at first in Rorqual, otherwise south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in Rorqual and Bailey. Perhaps severe gale 9 later in Bailey. Rain or showers, wintry in Bailey, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, cyclonic at first in Faroes, otherwise south or southwest 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southerly 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly 4 to 6 for a time, squally wintry showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. And that's the shipping forecast. Now let's take a look at the general weather with Louise Lair.
Good evening. Despite some sunshine once again across the far north of Scotland, the weekend was characterised by a lot of low, grey, misty cloud and a spot or two of drizzle. And we're going to keep that cloud through the night tonight and into tomorrow morning. It will prevent the temperatures from falling below freezing, even in Scotland, where we've seen some recent overnight frosts. So first thing, we're looking at temperatures of between 4 and 9 degrees. But once again, it's going to be another rather grey, dull, damp start, particularly with some showery, drizzly rain out along west-facing coasts. Into the afternoon, though, we need to keep a close eye on the cloud breaking up across the Midlands and southeast England, allowing for a little bit more sunshine. That could trigger a sharp shower along south coast. But if we see that happening in the sun, temperatures will be a degree or so higher. So for England and Wales, we're looking at 12 to 15 degrees on Monday afternoon. For Scotland and Northern Ireland, 9 to 11 Celsius. Pretty much more of the same as we move into Tuesday, chasing cloud amounts around, the cloud thick enough for some drizzle out to the west, but we will start to see some breaks, particularly across central and eastern England, with highs of 11 to 14 Celsius. A change will start to come as we move into Wednesday and beyond. The frontal systems will push in from the Atlantic. It will start to turn colder, windier and wetter from the west. So something certainly to look out for. Until then, whatever you're doing, have a lovely start to your new week.
Many thanks, Louise Lear. Our news at 6 is coming up shortly, and then in 15 minutes, Hugh Stevens will be along with Pick of the Week. And here he is with a look ahead.